welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I'm Reed Hillen, and I'll be guiding us through today's prayer and reading. We know that a deep breath is a gift from God. And as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath and to take a few deep, slow breaths together. As you breathe, I want you to wonder for just a moment about a time you were courageous recently. What did that courage look like? And how did God empower you to do it? Join me in praying the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. This summer, we're working to memorize the words of Isaiah 55. Say these words with me as you are learning them. This is Isaiah 55, verses 6 through 9. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways, and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. Today, I'll be reading from Genesis 12, verses 1 through 9, from the NRSV. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse. And in you and through you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and his cousin Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Abram took his wife Sarai, his brother's son Lot, and all his possessions that they had gathered, and the persons whom they had acquired in Haran. And they set forth to go to the land of Canaan. When they had come to the land of Canaan, Abram passed through the land to the place of Shechem, to the oak of Moreh. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. The Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your offspring I will give this land." So he built there an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. From there he moved on to the hill country on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent there, with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar to the Lord and invoked the name of the Lord. And Abram journeyed on by the stages toward the Negeb. The word of the Lord. I wonder if God has ever called you to go anywhere. I wonder where you hope God calls you to go. I wonder where you hope God doesn't call you to go. And I wonder what courage it takes to go when God does call you. What are you wondering about today's reading? As we finish our time together, say these words of blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others, and may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short, and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love. Make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always.